From the Marquee Media Studio inside Mark Tank, it's the Mark Haney Show.
Fired up about today's show. It is for Veterans Day weekend. And it, today is actually the Marine Corps birthday. So it's only befitting that we bring on a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. We brought on Marcus Haney, and we're going to be talking about Allegiant Vets and the work he is doing. He is the CEO of Allegiant Giving and Allegiant Vets, and he's building this incredible business, but they're doing impactful work. So we're going to talk about that today, but I think today's going to be more fun because I get a chance to sort of reminisce a bit with Marcus. Because some of you may not know this, but Marcus actually helped me launch the show back in the day. And so I wanted to take a little trip down memory lane with my son, Marcus, who was really the driving force behind launching this thing. And so we'll get to talk a little bit about that as well. But just a reminder to anybody who's listening, this really is about winning. This is around winning in entrepreneurship. We're building the Backyard Advantage, which is the most connected community in the world for local entrepreneurs. And it's centered around a culture of love, helping one another, engineering wins. And for, through our show, you get access to people that can inspire, educate, and connect you. And so if these people are people that you want to support, then you need to subscribe to our podcast, subscribe to YouTube, and really be a part of this community. Get involved. We live here, and I think it's incumbent on us as people that believe in entrepreneurship to support this kind of cause, support one another, and get involved. And so I'm inviting you to be a part of this journey with me. But now, with no further ado, let me introduce to you my son, the Marine, my hero, Marcus Haney. Welcome, Marcus.
Man, you're getting pretty good at this.
I've been practicing. I've been failing for like 7 years.
I don't think so. I think you've been doing a lot of great stuff.
Shoot. Well, happy to be here. I appreciate it. Well, you know, as I mentioned, I wouldn't be doing this without you. I can remember when we first started the show, how nervous I was. And we sat 15 feet over there at my table. And we knew that our first guest was going to be Uriah Faber. And I was like, oh, wow, Uriah's come on the show. He's a buddy of mine. But still, I'd never been on the radio before. And how do I, you know, we were on Sports 1140, KHTK at the time. And, you know, I knew I was going to have to cut the break and do commercials. And there was all this logistics. It wasn't just getting on here and, you know, bullshitting with a buddy or talking to somebody I care about and telling stories. It was like, it was scary. And so you, I remember rehearsing, right? Yeah. We do no rehearsal now. I don't even have show notes right now for this show. This is like off the cuff. But I was so nervous. Of course, I overprepared to the point where I needed to rehearse. And you were my rehearsal partner. You were Uriah Faber.
I didn't have the good hair, though.
And I remember you doing your impressions of Uriah Faber right there. So you're impersonating Uriah, and I'm impersonating what's supposed to be a radio guy. And you helped me get through a lot of that. So you were
look how
there.
Far you have come. Now we don't have to go down to the Sports 1140 studios on Saturday mornings.
God, it's
how
so
fun was that?
You know what? It was at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I can remember driving down there nervous. So I had to put on music. You knew my playlist that got me in the right mode, got over my nervousness, got me psyched up to do the show. And so I walked into the studio, still a little nervous. We had our little pregame wrap and all that. Now it's just me and Scott, and we just wing it and we rock and roll. He helps me prepare a little bit.
I listened to the song Centuries before I came up here just to get myself in the headspace.
That's right.
That was the intro music in those days until we got hit with a little bit of SEC stuff over there.
Did it bring a tear to your eye?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so enough about me and my show, because this is really our show, and even more than that, it's our community show, and you are doing so much for our community, and so I want to talk about that, so much for our country, and so much for the people who really are the heroes of our country through Allegiant Vets. You're helping Allegiant vets. No, excuse me. You are helping the veterans of America really transition to that next part of life. And so maybe share with us a little bit about the work that you're doing and what inspires you to do this work.
Yeah, great question. Appreciate the opportunity. The mission started back in the day when I was actually active duty in the Marine Corps, right? And you had just sold your businesses and started Allegiant Giving. And our original mission was to help out my friends, actually, ones who were severely wounded in action and weren't good fits for prosthetics. And we went out and found solutions that helped give them some freedom so they didn't go down the negative path of taking their own life or
right.
something.
These are people that had lost their limbs, yeah, exactly. And they needed to be in wheelchairs.
Helped. Yeah, they needed some help, right? They needed somebody to feel like they could lean on. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, I transitioned out of the military, Marine Corps, hoorah, happy birthday, Marines, with a bullet in my leg. And I didn't know what I was going to do. Luckily, I had a nice landing back here at home in Sacramento. But not most veterans have that opportunity. And so I put a little pin in my transition story for myself. And then my first job out of the Marines was working at a technology and staffing company. Learned a new business, how to parlay my skills, like I teach my skill bridgers weekly to use what they learned in the military and help parlay that into the next phase. Well, I didn't really have much to parlay. I was an infantry guy. I could shoot guns well, yeah. Blow stuff up pretty
good. Kill people, break things.
I was all right at that stuff, but I needed to get into the business world. And luckily, I had the opportunity to work over at Direct Technology. Rick Nelson, also a fellow veteran-owned company, great organization here locally. And they gave me an opportunity to jump back into the veteran network, and we started helping Microsoft and other large organizations identify veterans who were a good fit for their training programs. And so I spent a few years in building out that infrastructure for them and help them attract veterans into Microsoft training programs. And then I saw what transpired from that was not a lot of hires from these training programs. And it really made me upset that I was putting in all this effort and promising these service members all this opportunity. They got an interview, no doubt, and Microsoft held their end of the bargain in that regard. So no negative. I just thought there was a better way. And so I, with my entrepreneurial mindset, right, being your son, I guess, I decided to come to you and the board of directors and say, I think that we could change the direction of the way Allegiant Giving is going, and I see an opportunity out there, and it's called the Skill Bridge program. And for those of you that don't know a Skill Bridge, it is a DOD approved program that allows active duty service members to spend their last 3 to 6 months really gathering themselves to get out into the civilian workforce. And so we started out in 2016 with our first Skill Bridger. And as of today, we've scaled it to around 950 active Skill Bridgers. We'll end up helping about 2,500 service members transition out of the military this year. About to scale to 2024, around 5,000 will end up coming through our program. And we're building a community. I've got a fantastic team behind me that's rallied around all these service members. A lot of them are actually products of our Skill Bridge program. They raise their hand during their program and say, I see what you're doing. I understand the mission and I want to jump in and help. And they've helped me take it to where we are today.
Okay, so let's talk about that in a little more detail. So let's say I'm an active duty military person. I'm about to get out. I've done my 4 years or my 20 years or whatever it is. And now I'm on the last 3 to 6 months. And I haven't decided what I want to do, or I'm in the process of deciding what I want to do, and I'm still in the military, and that's when I enter the Allegiant program?
Correct. Yeah, so we try to get folks that are looking at transitioning at least a year out.
Okay.
Because it's a process, right? And when the day hits that you're getting out, it is an oh shit moment. What am I going to do now? Did I prepare? What is my next opportunity? Where am I going to live? All these things start coming at you really fast. And so we try to prepare them as early as possible. You know, we start off by providing them with a transition workbook so they can set goals and look at what their transition is going to look like. It is our goal for them to think about it and plan ahead of time, right? Accordingly, so that they can leave the military with success. So yeah, we try to get them as early in the active duty process as possible so they can start thinking about who they want to be when they get older.
Well, you think about, it reminds me a little bit of the Brock Purdy story a little bit. You know, I like to say, be ready, don't get ready. And Brock Purdy, as we know, I'm wearing my Niners there shirt. This is a shirt I threw this on just because for you, because this is the shirt that I wore, I think, on our first show together. And it's a Niner, it's a red Niners shirt. But when it comes to being ready, think about Brock Purdy, right? The last guy picked in the draft.
Mr. Irrelevant,
not expecting to play, all that. Probably didn't know quite what he was going to do when he got in. Probably wasn't even expecting to get in. Or was he? Because he got in and he sure looked ready.
Yeah.
He sure looked like he had prepped himself. He looked like he had gone through Skill Bridge and came out ready to rock when the moment was called for him to get in the game. I'm thinking about after selling my companies, I didn't know what I was going to do.
Sure, yeah.
I was not expecting to leave. I had time to prepare, but not time to really craft a career for myself, right? Because it's more like, well, I guess I'm going to be trying some stuff. Didn't know quite how that was going to play out, but it's sure a heck of a lot better when you've already gotten yourself at least a compass. At least you know the direction you're going.
Right.
And sometimes a program like SkillBridge, it can't tell you everything about how to be an employee at Microsoft, but it can make it it can help you decide whether it's I want to go to work for a big company like Microsoft, whether I even want to go to work for a tech company, or maybe it's something completely different. And until you've gone through some training and some processes to help put you in that position, you don't even have it on. You don't even know which direction you're going.
You don't even know where the opportunity lives.
Yeah,
right. Opportunity is all around you, and when you're in the military, every day is told when you're going to wake up, what time chow is, where your job is, what time you're off. There's no room for creativity, right? And so that's what we try to embark in our SkillBridge program is try to break off some of that rust, right? And say, look, you guys need to maybe open
up
your minds.
When you could make whatever decisions on whatever you wanted to do?
Yeah, exactly, right? And so that's the reality. And I think that plagues veterans.
There's almost like more freedom.
Right, it's like you have to, that's challenging though, right? Imagine spending 20 years building a company. You get out, transition time, what am I going to do, right? So the same scenario, like, oh man, I only know what I'm good at. I only know this uniform. I only know this rank. I only know this sort of protocols. And now I have to learn an entire new set of issues and problems, and I have to navigate them in a short amount of time. And it's really challenging for folks. And they don't have any other program like ours. There's other folks who have SkillBridge programs, but ours is an employment skills training SkillBridge. So we don't expect folks to come in day one knowing what they want to be. We give them the opportunity to decide on 12 different training tracks from IT to human resources on what they want to learn, who they want to be, what tools they want to put in their tool belt when they get out. And we give them that opportunity. And what we really give them is the opportunity for, like you said before, that freedom, the autonomy to try to decide that it is okay to be something different than what they thought they were before. And that becomes scary, but with a community behind you that we've created with thousands of other service members that have gone down the same walk of life, it becomes a lot less daunting.
Yeah.
Right? You take it one bite at a time, one day at a time, and that's what we really try to provide for these folks is an opportunity to see that. See the opportunity is there, and then look at it on the forefront of how they are going to attack, right? And I don't try to let this time be for our service members a time where they let off the gas, because I think this is time where they need to push on the gas, shift into that next gear and decide what they want to do and how they're going to do it with a plan, right? Write down that plan, revisit it, and put it into action on a daily basis. And this is the time they probably need to accelerate into an opportunity to catch up with the rest of the group, right? So if you can accelerate, like you're getting on the freeway, you got to accelerate when you're getting on the freeway a little bit. So I tell people, take your time, parlay, and learn how to accelerate into something new. And last month, 100 jobs were created out of our program. So
wow.
You know, we're having a lot of impact and a lot of great results.
Well, you think about that. I'm going to touch on what you just said a little bit, but you guys are building America's finest workforce. You think about the people, for any employer out there that's has a lot of employees, or maybe you only have a few, some of the best employees, teammates that you can have are people coming out of the military. You look at the team that you've built, Marcus. These are people that have been in the military, and these are the finest teammates that one would want to have. And so you're building 100 of the America's finest, which is really interesting. But one of the things that you mentioned is you're getting on your on-ramp, which I think this is kind of an interesting metaphor because, right, you use the term scary, and confidence is fragile.
Yes,
if you're afraid to get on the freeway, right? You're stopping and starting as you're getting on the freeway.
Is.
You're like, right? You're not going to be as super successful getting on the freeway. And that confidence is so fragile. You might have it one day and the next day you don't seem to have it as much. But if you have a plan and you're working with a compass, you at least know whether you're going toward San Francisco or you're going toward Reno, right? You know I'm going east or west, right? And you can work toward a plan knowing that you might not have everything figured out yet, but you can get yourself in the game.
Right.
And that confidence really, because now you're on the freeway, now you're in the game, now you're able to create opportunities and bring the best you to a job and really create, now you're working on creating a new set of freedom for yourselves.
Yeah, courage is contagious, right? And then when we have our community see other people winning, and they're like, oh man, John can do it, I can do it. Mary's winning, I can win. And that creates an interesting, intangible thing that's brewing in our midst every day. We have a Discord channel where our community gets on and talks to each other. And there is just so many back and forth. Let me help you. I'm from your same town. We're doing the same thing. Let's get together and collaborate. And honestly, that's not something I envisioned happening for a lot longer, right? But the community is just all bought in for each other. And that's what the military represents. They step into the breach because they feel like they're doing the right thing for the person to their left and the right, just like they were in the military. So this is the best case scenario for a lot of folks getting out, and the testimonials that we get and the wins of the week we celebrate are robust and really exciting to hear about.
Whereas as a civilian, I look at all military people as heroes and appreciate your service, and it's Veterans Day weekend, so thank you. But I've often been around you and other military people, and I hear, you know, the Marine Corps people jabbing at the people in the Army or the Chair Force, or, you know, these, you know, jabbing and stuff. But you're talking about this community coming together, regardless of whether you're in the Navy or the Air Force or the Marine Corps or what have you. It's like, hey, look, we're all brothers and sisters that have, you know, done some sacrificing when we're all kind of in the same boat trying to make that transition to the new thing. Let's just help each other.
Absolutely. And it's all good and fun, you know, calling the names. And I even got sent a package anonymously yesterday in the mail. And they say that Marines are dumb, that we eat crayons. And so I got this package yesterday of edible crayons. And guess what? I ate them. All right. I tried it out. I gave it a chance. And it was not bad. I ate red. It wasn't like the active duty crayons. I got but yeah, the community comes together no matter the banter, no matter the thing. We always tell everybody, drop your rank at the door.
Oh, right? Drop your rank too. Right. Because you have people that are coming in that are maybe like captain or colonel. Okay. Or you have grunts or people that are maybe four years in infantry. Yeah. No high school education.
Right. So there's levels of this thing are so obfuscated, right? There's too many people that are in the same rank, and then there's a lot lower level people, and those individuals have to be able to communicate and be on the same wavelength and be able to realize that person, whether they maybe done 4 years and you did 20, can still support you. You guys can still be in the same community. And so, yeah, drop your rank at the door, kind of keep your pride to the side a little bit. That doesn't matter in the next phase. And getting into the out of the military, nobody really knows, like you said, as a civilian, what the difference between a colonel or a corporal or a sergeant really is, right? So if you just come into the world as somebody who's eager to jump into their next opportunity with vigor, right? If you have the grit and the intensity to jump into something, that's really what the corporate world wants to see, is somebody who's willing just to come in and be a team player and not need to flex who they've been in the past, because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, you've called it First Civ Div. I've never heard that term until you had brought that up to me. Describe what that, okay, how did you, what is that a common term in the military?
Well, I guess it was for me. Okay. I would say most military members, when you are getting out, it's a joke, if you will. Where are you going to be? Oh, I'm going to be in the 1st Civilian Division. So okay. I'm going to be out in the civilian world doing my thing. So everybody that gets out of the military kind of rolls into
this new division, right?
It's not the 1st Battalion, 7th Marines like I was in, right? It's the 1st Civ Div. So that's sort of the transition world in which folks roll into through our program. And I even write a newsletter weekly on LinkedIn, helping folks to get a couple tips and tricks and do some shout outs and things like that. But it's called the 1st Civ Div Safety Brief, because every week in the military, your commanding officer gets in front of you and gives you a weekly wrap up for the week. And don't do anything stupid this weekend. You know, it's right. Veterans Day, right? Happy birthday, Marines. But don't go out and get a DUI and make us look bad. So this is my way of continuing that sort of, way of communicating with my teammates out in the world and bringing a little humor to it, right? Because when stuff gets tough, in my opinion, a little humor there now and then is good for the soul, right? And then it gives you the opportunity to realize that it's not so serious, right? Yeah. You're going to get through it. There is trough of sorrow, just like being an entrepreneur, just like any transition. But with a little bit of humility and a little bit of humor, I think that can go a lot of way to helping you be successful.
Well, what are you seeing out there in on the landscape of opportunity? What are the biggest opportunities now for people entering the workforce? Obviously, I'm focused on tech for the most part, small business and startups and, you know, technology companies. And, you know, that's one kind of job. But what are the good jobs out there that you're seeing? What are the openings? Where are people leaning?
Artificial all over the place. AI is obviously a new frontier in which everybody's sort of interested in. I think a lot of people that come into our program, we have 12 training verticals, and our two largest are cybersecurity and project management. Okay. So I think that there's a lot of people who want to evolve themselves into a technology professional, and cybersecurity seems to be a really robust job market. Our program got a young lady with zero cybersecurity experience, had a 6-month skill bridge program with us, and ended up getting a junior level cybersecurity job at Leidos, which is a really large company. So from zero to job cybersecurity, that's what we kind of offer. And so we see the opportunities out there are the ones that our veterans want to go attack, right? Because everybody's moving to a new state, a new county, a new situation, and maybe it's not what they did in the military. So it's tough for us to go identify exactly where the opportunity is for every individual. But what we do go out and do is talk to companies and say, hey, if you have recs or if you have openings that maybe align with our veteran community, come and talk to them. So we host virtual career fairs for these companies to come in and present their opportunities to our veterans. And we see a lot of good jobs coming out of that. And a lot of our folks, you know, interestingly enough, have been asking, and so I delivered. We now have a entrepreneurship program in our Skill Bridge. It's not a Skill Bridge track, but it's a group that we started. So I am teaching entrepreneurship.
The Entrepreneurs Club?
Yes, sir. The Entrepreneurs Club. That happens Tuesday in our Skill Bridge. And so we were talking about Ikigai last week and creating a big, hairy, audacious goal and all the different things that I've learned throughout this and throughout my business career, right, of building businesses and being on here and learning from all the people that have come through the Mark Haney Show.
So. Yeah, that's interesting. So you've been on this show. So going back in, the memory lane thing. So you sat on camera. So for our audience, Marcus helped me launch the show from behind the scenes. And then I'd say a year or two in, you and I started doing the show
co-host,
together.
Co-host, yeah.
Yeah, and then you found some other opportunities and you abandoned me.
You got too good for me.
And you went on to do some other things. But we even have a book, Always By Your Side, and because you had, that was written by Richard Bakken, but it's a story told through your eyes of what it was like to help launch this show and using kind of your memory of being in the military, right? Your experience with the military, and kind of comparing and contrasting what it was like to be you in the military and seeing the heroic journeys of a lot of the guests on the show. So you were able to, I guess, digest from the best and the brightest in Sacramento 100%. And help. I mean, it's been almost like getting a master's degree in entrepreneurship, just being a part of this show.
100%. I say that all the time. And at the time I was building my own business, right? Mm-hmm. So I was hearing, listening, implementing, changing, hearing, listening, tweaking, right? And I think that that's the entrepreneurial spirit is continuously growing and looking for that next opportunity. But yeah, I would say that the guests that have been on this show that I reflect on all the time are, you know, like the Dale Carlsons of the world, and just his total impact and his humility and the ability for him to reflect into somebody like myself of what it's like to be an entrepreneur and what it's like to win, right? And he does it with such grace and with such humility that it's like, man, I want to be like that guy.
Yeah. Well, you're making an impact in a really interesting way in a niche where, I mean, one of the things that we've talked about over the years is narrowing your niche, and you're focused on military veterans, military service personnel that are still in the military. So it is really a niche, and you know, we've talked about narrow your niche so you can be number one. Right. And I think right now your program ranks at the top or among the top of people who are focused in this niche.
You're damn right. Yeah, I mean, we self say that, right? There's no scoreboard out there except for that we have the name of our organization being touted to every branch of service, every base in the country, every base in the world. We have folks transitioning from South Korea and Germany and Japan. And we just see ourselves as the only people out there that are looking to change the transition entirely. Right? Because this, our Skill Bridge is one byproduct of our organization, right? It's our training platform to help people get out. But ultimately, we're a transition success program, right? We want to help folks get out with success. If they choose to come to our Skill Bridge and through our modules, great. We love that. But only about 30% of the transitioning service members actually get authorized a Skill Bridge. So out of the 200 that get out, 200,000 every year that get out of the military, only 30% of those people get authorized to a Skill Bridge. So there's an entire group of people that we are looking to affect that don't even come through our doors in a Skill Bridge capacity, but they are the ones, in my opinion, that need the most support. So that is what our daily conversations as a company and an organization are, is how do we go touch those people? How do we get out there? And that has turned into us going out to these bases and getting in front of everybody and, hey, we're here. We are here to help you. So use us as you see fit. If you are 12 months, 18 months out from getting out of the military and you need a community to roll into, look at Allegiant. Allegiant Vets is here for you, and we are here to stay. And ultimately, it is our goal to create the gold standard of veteran success programs for the future generations, right? You say it a lot, with future generations in mind. This is, I'm out of the military. The people in my Skill Bridge, they're going to be done. But the reason why we are here is because there are going to be 200,000 individuals that get out of the military every single year, year in and year out. And we need to be there for them. We are here to step in the breach for those folks.
Yeah, you think about the people that get out, let's say, without a plan.
Right.
And it's easy to lose confidence. We talked about it being fragile, but or maybe never even get the confidence and maybe feel pretty lonely.
I mean, that's how I felt when I got out. Right? Yeah. There was no community for me. And I was wounded, weird, right? Moved back to my hometown, had some friends, great, but still long for that veteran camaraderie. Try to go to the American Legion. They're doing great stuff, but not my fit. Try to go to the
American Legion is older by guys, and large.
Yeah, by and large, it's probably not my demographic. Not saying they're doing anything bad. They're just not where I wanted to spend my time. VFW, same thing, and went around trying to identify my community. And I came up short to time and again. And that is ultimately what spawned me to say, we need to do something different. There is a opportunity to create a community for my age, my mindset, my kind of people, right? Where are my people? I don't know. We're all looking for each other. We're all looking internally. And so I took it upon myself to say, I'm going to put foot to ass in this regard, and it's paid off in dividends. And yeah, we're building something great here. And honestly, it's legacy at this point. Yeah. So it gives me the chills to think about, because it's sort of something that is out there running on its own in the world, in the ether. And we are just trying to make it the best thing possible for every service member. And that's our day in and day out goal, right? Is to do the right thing by every service member, bring them the right resources, provide them with the right connections, and really give them the time and space to be successful. And really that's what they're looking for when they get out.
Yeah. And anything that I say or refer to that about any organization, whether it be the VFW, American Legion, Northrop Grumman, or whatever, everybody's got an agenda, and they're all doing something in their best interest and for positive reasons. But this community piece, I talked about it a second ago, narrowing the niche. I mean, this market, if you will, in terms of thinking about it as business, this niche, it's been underserved forever. Okay. Well, you're solving a huge problem, and you're not burying into all these other things like a lot of people are. You're focused on that group of people, these people that are still in the military, getting out, need a compass, and have to make some tough decisions in their life of which direction they're going to take it.
Well, there's 22 veterans a day that take their own life, which is a terrible statistic. And I have friends, unfortunately, that have fallen into that path. And I think that this time, this transition time, it's a small window of time. It's not something they can get back. And I think that this is where the rubber meets the road. And I think that if we put the right resources, the right oomph behind these folks getting out of the military, the same amount of oomph as it took to get them in, then we can eliminate the veteran suicide rate. And that is the overall goal for me, is to not get another phone call saying that one of my friends took their lives, or knowing that one of my people is suffering and hurting. And that, to me, is unsatisfactory. And so that is what keeps me up at night. That's what wakes me up in the morning to drive and make sure that we are stepping in the breach for everybody. That's why we are doing the things we're doing. And the team we have, they're all sacrificing other opportunities. I'm sure they could all get bigger and better jobs somewhere else, but they're here for the mission. Our team is all dedicated for the people that are stepping into this program. And I'm so grateful. My heart is full of gratitude, just knowing that what we are doing is impactful, but there's other people behind me that believe in what we're doing as well. And that's why we've gotten to where we are today. And that's why I know that this team can help us get to the next phase of our life as a business as well, because we do have a lot of work to do. We have a big project to accomplish, and it's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of support. And, we are the group of people that have signed up to do it, and I don't think there's anybody that's going to stop us.
Well, you talked about your team a little bit and kind of having that why behind what you do. It's not necessarily for the paycheck. Tom and Danny and Oscar and
Tanisha and Stephanie and Garrett and all of them. Yeah, absolutely.
But you think about why they're doing it, why you are doing it. And I think that's an important part of, so anybody listening out there that is maybe where I was after selling my company, or maybe you're a skill bridger, or somebody getting out of the military, I should say, or somebody getting out of college or out of high school, and you're trying to decide what you want to be when you grow up, or what you want to do at that next part of your life. I think doing something that ties to why you want to be on this earth, what's important to you, that's purpose driven. I mean, if that can be part of your compass, think about what's important to you and why. That can sometimes to nail down exactly what you want to do while you're still in the military might be possible for some, probably not possible for most. But if you can at least begin to decide what's important to you, why you might want to do what you want to do, and if it is all about the money, well, great. Okay, no problem. There's nothing wrong with doing it for the money, but really take inside what's important to you. And it might not be all about the money. It might be doing something that's right for our world and feels like the right thing to do.
It feels good to do the right thing, right? And I love my job, right? And I get the opportunity to talk to service members every day and hear what they're going through. And then we position ourselves to make sure that the next guy doesn't go through that same issue. And so we're constantly putting out fires. But yeah, like the mission for us is the most important thing, right? And as we end this show, right, we always talk about it. Our mantra, right, is going out to the masses in the military, right? Our always by your side mantra is something that I live by. I told it to you. We end the show with it every time, right? Or you do now. That is what I put into every day into this organization so that these veterans know that there is a group behind them, right? There is a person, a group, a persona that is there. It's not the American Legion, which is a big name, like you said, doing great things. But sometimes you need a person that can talk to you, right? Somebody who will pick up the phone, somebody that will return a text, somebody that will just take the extra little second to do that. And that's what our team personifies day in and day out.
Well, one of the things too that I want to make sure that we remind ourselves and remind all our listeners, you know, I deal a lot with startups and you're dealing with, you're working with people who want to be entrepreneurs and build, you know, become employees and build businesses. I think you should expect to pivot. So every company I've invested into, everything, every business I've launched, I come in thinking this is how it's going to be. And lo and behold, it doesn't go that way, right? It always is more difficult, doesn't work the way I thought it was going to work, whatever. And I end up needing to pivot, need to attack from a different direction, as we like to say. Yep. And so I think you can expect that. But if we wait to begin to get on the freeway, if you will, then we'll never know what it's like. And so just to everybody out there that's thinking about what I want to do, there's probably not a wrong answer. It's get in, get a compass, get in, make the adjustments. If it's not for you, don't feel bad about changing. It's tough to make some of those decisions. For example, I see you wearing your shirt right now. It says Allegiant Vets. When your mother and I launched the organization, right? You mentioned it earlier. It was Allegiant Giving, which the parent company name is Allegiant Giving. And we didn't know exactly how it would play out, but we wanted to do something. We had a general purpose for what we wanted to do, but how to turn it into a business that could be sustainable, we didn't know that until you came on and began changing the way that we attacked. And so you've recently changed the name to Allegiant Vets, which I think is a better name. Allegiant Giving, it's like, what the heck is that? I've always thought, I like the word Allegiant, but the giving piece always sounded like, what? And, you know, it didn't really tie to veterans. It didn't tie to the work we're doing. It's almost like I'm asking for something. Now that you're saying Allegiant Vets, that's like, that's badass, right? That's telling me where I'm focused and who I'm about helping.
Yeah, clarity of mission, right?
Yes. What a good pivot.
Well, it took a long time. Luckily, we had some great marketing ladies to help us out at the Porter Co. Marketing company down there. They actually work out of our building, so shout out to them. But it took a lot of brainstorming and figuring out who we were and who we wanted to be and who we are for the future. And I think Allegiant Vets stands with clarity. It stands bold, and it stands with a personification of who we're affecting. And I think when people hear that name, Vice Allegiant Giving, they're like, okay, I know what that is. I know what you're trying to do, and that makes it easier for us to communicate, obviously. And like you said, it's a little bit more badass as well. So we got some swag. We got a swag shop up on the new website, allegiantvets.org, if you're interested in checking that out. But yeah, we're over here trying to change the world for veterans one day at a time.
Yeah. Now, Allegiant Vets, obviously we know what a veteran is, but it's also an acronym that I don't know if people understand the acronym that VETS. What is...
Yeah, Veterans Employment Training and Success is what VET stands for me. And so obviously veterans oftentimes get called vets, but what we do and what we provide is, you know, community, we provide skills, and we provide the opportunity to be a part of something. So Veteran Employment Training and Success, and so that's what we really stand
Ultimately,
for.
Ultimately, it's about that success, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, it's Veterans Day. Veterans Day weekend. It's the Marine Corps birthday today, November 10th.
Yep.
You know, just I don't know what I didn't ask you, but maybe just let you have the last word on the show. What did I not ask you? What would you like to communicate out there to the world about what you're working on or what the world needs from the veteran community?
Just happy to be here back in the saddle. Love chatting with you. Love the opportunity to get asked questions. I'm probably doing a lot of the question asking in my daily job. So I like getting the opportunity to, you know, really, really say about what we're up to. And what I would say is there are people out there that are not sure what they want to do. And as you alluded to, everybody's gone through that. And that's okay. And if you are going through something that is challenging in your life and you need to reach out to an organization that's got your back and you are a veteran, a spouse, a family member of a service member, reach out to us. We want to talk to you. And if you're looking to kick names and take some ass out there in the world and you want to change the world, like Steve Jobs says, the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones that actually do. And that's what we are doing on a daily basis at Allegiant Vets. And if you're interested in being a part of that ride, then look us up.
I love it. Marcus Haney, love what you're doing. My only word for today is gratitude. Thank you to you personally for what you've sacrificed. Thank you for helping me launch the show and launch my new career when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And thank you for how you're impacting the people that make business possible for any of us. I mean, to all those out there fighting the good fight for our freedom, our security, and our way of life, right? Never above you, never below you.
Always by your side.
This segment includes the personal knowledge, experiences, and opinions about angel investing by seasoned angel investors. This content is for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Nothing in the segment constitutes a solicitation, recommendation, or endorsement.